Your taxes hold the key.
Property tax is now due. Payments may be conveniently made using our online payment facility at jamaicatax.gov.jm. To make a payment, you will need the valuation number of the property, which can be found on a property tax assessment notice or a previous receipt. You'll also need a valid credit card. Alternately, payments may be made at any of the 29 tax offices. Persons paying by check can also use the electronic drop boxes available at select tax offices. So don't delay. Pay your property tax today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On Get the Facts this week, we discuss unmanned aerial vehicle safety. Unmanned aerial vehicles, more popularly known as drones, are being used much more frequently in Jamaica for personal and commercial purposes. Drones are considered to be aircraft, and as such, there are safety guidelines that should be followed to effectively protect users and those present in the spaces where drones are being flown. Aviation Safety Inspector of Flight Operations at the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, Captain Peter West, says in 2015, a flight safety notification was put out on drones. The notification specifies safety guidelines for recreational and commercial users.
Now, the basic foundation or limitations for safety, I'll just highlight a few of them. One is that the drone should not be flown higher than 400 feet. In air law, the minimum height an aircraft can fly over the surface, sea or land, other than taking off and landing, is 500 feet. So hence, when we use 400 feet, there is clearly a buffer between any low-flying aircraft and 400 feet. So that is in terms of to prevent any form of near miss or collision.
Drones should not be operated at a distance beyond the unaided visual range of the operators of the aircraft. They should also not be flown over private or public property without prior permission, and they should not be flown at night or in low visibility conditions. Additionally, Captain West says drones should be flown at safe distances away from persons on the ground.
The drone is to be flown a certain amount of distance away from people. Most drones, whether it's the DJI manufactured drones or so on, will weigh pretty much as low as maybe a half pound. Now, bear in mind that the rotors on these drones are not covered, they're not protected. They are made of hard plastic and the rotation speed is very high. So once that gets in contact with human skin, it will cut it. If it falls out of the sky, that object falling from the sky can hit you and create damage to either person or property.
Flights should be conducted clear of all visual obstructions, including clouds, buildings, and hills, and should also be flown at a safe distance from all obstacles. All professional operators are urged to apply to the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority for a special aerial work permit before each flight. Also, professional operators shouldn't fly drones unless written permission has been received from the authority, stating any applicable restrictions or conditions. For more information on drone safety, the flight safety notification for drones is available on the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority's website at jcaa.gov.jm. Interested persons can also call the Flight Safety Division of the JCAA at 960-3948. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.